In a written order, Circuit Judge David Flanagan called the NAACP's request for a temporary injunction blocking the voter ID law a, quote, close and extremely serious question. But Flanagan said those suing had not shown they would suffer irreparable harm if voter ID is in place for the February 21st election. Lawyers for the NAACP submitted 40 sworn affidavits from people who either had difficulty obtaining the necessary ID for voting or were unable to obtain an ID. Flanagan said the fact that the law would impose some burden on those people was not in dispute, but he said the impact of that burden was certainly disputed. Flanagan said the people of Wisconsin would be best served by viewing all the evidence in a court trial. Lawyers for the League of Women Voters have filed a separate lawsuit in state court challenging the voter ID law, but say they won't pursue a temporary injunction. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a third lawsuit trying to overturn the law in federal court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.